if you think making me repeat myself is going to somehow make the story change, or if you just don't want to hear what it is I actually have to say, but again, we changed course based on orders received on the flash ban from company headquarters. Code Gold, command eyes only. Standard operating procedure, as I know you are aware. We didn't just decide out of the blue to extend our trip by 18 months. LV-324 is well outside the standard commercial shipping routes, even under expanded jurisdiction. Search and rescue would rarely venture into an unregulated area without more concrete proof of life. We sure found something out there, all right.
When you watch it as a little kid, you know, it's a monster movie, it's creepy, but then there's all the weird artificial intelligence stuff, there's the, like, rapey nature of the facehuggers and all that.
Why don't you stick your face in the egg, dude? Is there an egg opening in front of you? Stick your face in there and see what happens.
When I fall asleep at night, I have this irrational fear that something is going to crawl inside and, like, lay eggs inside of me. I'm actually wondering, now that we're talking about this, if this might have been the impetus for that.
You know, Star Wars comes out, and they go, what other movies do we have set in space? Boom, Alien gets green light the next day.
Very similar to just even how our government is in preparation for something where they didn't know exactly what was in store, like specifically the xenomorphs.
Bodily fluids, and it's not just blood. There's a lot of, like, grease, and there's a lot of sweat. And if it wasn't the blood that got me, it was the sheer amount of sweat.
We're on a mission to bring back knowledge of the xenomorph. The end of all mankind, all wrapped up in a bow, just waiting for us to come along. And you want to bring one home for your friends in the weapons division. Merry fucking Christmas, right? Well, you go ask those badass mothers that came back from 324 with me about that. Right there, all of splattered all over the walls of the escape pod. Be my guest. So you can keep trying to make this about negligence, about insubordination, about chain of command and regulations, but when you're done with all that bullshit, you're gonna find yourself staring down the barrel of a living, breathing devil in the flesh that bleeds acid and lives to kill us.